The ability to speak with confidence and present for impact is easily the most valuable skill you can have in today's world. When you can share your knowledge, you can facilitate change, and when you can facilitate change, well, you can change the world one conversation at a time. But most people think they can't speak articulately, confidently, or with impact. They get choked up by nerves, they lose their words, or that dreaded imposter syndrome shuts them down. Well, I'm happy to say that speaking is a skill that anyone can learn. Yes, even you. And that's exactly what this podcast is all about. My name is Kat Mattson, and welcome to Speaking with Confidence. Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Speaking with Confidence with Kat Mattson. And yes, that would be me, Kat. It's awesome to have you here, and you are in for a different kind of episode today. Today I'm chatting with Jodie Porteous, who is one of my most recent alumni from the Impactful Presenters program. She's a business owner and she's a money management mentor. And I wanted to bring her on because Jodie has such a different approach to thinking about and working with her clients on their money, She started professionally as an accountant, and as she was watching more and more FIFO workers, that's fly-in, fly-out workers, earn really good money but not keep any of it, she realized that there needed to be a better way, and so I wanted to have that conversation. I also wanted to explore with Jodie why speaking is so important to her as an accountant. And so that's exactly what you're going to hear. But before we jump into that interview, I want to quickly ask, as I always do, please, could you leave a review? Please, pretty please. If you enjoy these Speaking with Confidence episodes, then one of the best things that you can do to help more people get the skills, the confidence, the know-how in showing up and contributing different voices to the conversations that matter is by leaving a review on whatever platform you are listening to this episode on. And the reason is, if you leave a review, if you drop some stars in, if you answer a question on Spotify, then it tells the algorithm that you like it. And then the algorithm shares it with more people. So if you could, I would be forever grateful. And as you might have heard on previous episodes, when I get a review or a comment, I read it out on the show. So it's a little bit of extra promo love as well. So with that said, I would like to introduce Jodie. We have a delightfully calm and introspective, is not the word, thoughtful conversation about money management, about budgeting, about why we find it so hard to budget. We also dive into some very practical tips, and then you'll hear Jodie's story around her process in Impactful Presenters, what it's meant to her confidence and what it's meant to her business. So enjoy listening to Jodie with an eye, money management expert and coach, about how speaking with confidence has made all the difference to her. I'll see you at the end. Jodie, welcome to the Speaking with Confidence podcast. It is so awesome to have you here.
Thank you so much, Kat. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, I've done a bit of an intro before I brought you into the call, but I'm keen for you to tell us in your own words, who are you, what do you do, and why do you do it?
My name's Jodie Porteous, Jodie with no E, which is really important for podcasts because everybody gets my name wrong, but that's okay. I'm a money management coach with a whole load of accounting and tax agent background. And I, over the years of being a tax agent, I met a lot of people, did a lot of tax returns, and had a lot of conversations about people with their money, and saw over the years that there was a whole load of people who were struggling to make ends meet, living pay to pay, even though they were earning good money. And from all of those conversations, I went, this isn't right. There's got to be a better way to give people the skills to manage their money, And so I've been on a big journey of teaching people how to manage their money. And now I'm at that point where I have two different businesses, one teaching businesses how to manage their business finances, and encompassing tax and bookkeeping and structuring their business and making sure they have time for themselves. But I also have another business where I teach families and households how to manage their household budgets, which for me is way more fun than businesses. I know businesses have a bigger ripple effect, but to have a couple or a family come back and say, you know what, because we've learned this, we've been able to go on more holidays or buy a new house or all of those sorts of things, the personal impact is huge.
That is epic. Why haven't we learnt this at school? Why is this such an issue for so many of us?
Yeah, it's fundamental. Like, we've got to learn how to manage our money, but it's not taught in schools. And one of the reasons why I think this is true is because money is still pretty new in the terms of the world. We've only really had coins and currency for a dozen generations at the most. And so when it comes to teaching the fundamentals, it's not really known how we do it. And especially at the moment with Bitcoins and new different currencies coming on board and different ways to invest, it's still new to everyone, and only a few have really mastered it properly.
I think that's the key, that only a few have mastered it properly, and yet we all hold ourselves accountable to those standards that a few have held. So let's dive in a little bit. I mean, listener, I know that you're here for speaking tips, but I could not have a conversation with Jody about money management, because I don't know about you, but that has been my Achilles heel all of my life. And it's only been very recently that I'm like, oh, now I think I can manage my money. So why does traditional budgeting not work for most of us, Jody? Because it certainly doesn't work for me.
Doesn't work. It does not work. So when I think of traditional budgeting, and this is what I got taught in school, it was spreadsheets. Number one, just spreadsheets. Spreadsheets and maths. You think of budgeting and you go, oh, there's calculations and there's complex. And you know what? I don't know what's going to happen. So why should I even do anything about it? And so you've got to forecast all this unknown to come up with some pretend numbers that may or may not come true. And 90% of the time, they just don't come true at all, because we're working off what we think we should be doing rather than our own experiences of how we manage our own money.
Oh, there is such a delicious distinction in there. We are working off money, off numbers that we think we should be doing, instead of how we actually manage our money. How do most of us actually manage our money?
I've got a saying that I use, and it's see money, spend money. So if there's money sitting in your bank account, you sit there and you go, I wonder what I could spend this on. And then an opportunity comes up to spend the money, and we spend it. So operating your life or operating your business with one bank account means that you're forgetting about a whole load of different things that you could be spending your money on, whether it's short-term, medium-term, or long-term. So short-term being those bills that are due this week and next week, which is generally the ones we stress about. Then we've got the medium term. So in your business, it might be those business activity statement tax payments that come through quarterly. In your personal life, you might be paying quarterly or 6-monthly bills for your car rental, for example. And those long-term ones, it's what are you doing in the future? So is there something that you're saving up for? So a new piece of equipment, a new vehicle, a house, something to help you make your life easier in the future. And so we forget about all of those medium and longer term things when we're just thinking about the now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, and that's how we're almost programmed to live, right? Like we do live in the now because, well, as you say, see money, spend money. Mm-hmm. Why would I keep aside anything for the long term when it's the instant gratification that I want? It's interesting though, because I often think about I've often beaten myself up for not being able to save, you know, and I've really told myself that I'm terrible with money and that I'm no good with money because I haven't been able to save. But from if I'm interpreting what you're saying correctly, most people struggle with saving if they're not actually putting it aside at the beginning and putting it into different accounts.
Correct. Yep. And what I love to do is really define what it is you're saving for. So when you go to a bank and they say, would you like to open a bank account? We say yes. And they say, would you like to open a savings account as well? And so we say yes. But the bank doesn't tell us what to save for. And so that's something that comes from us personally. What is it that we want to save for? And then once we really define what that is and have a vision towards the future of what that could be for us, then we can name that bank account what it is. And the example I always give is a red Honda Civic. I don't know that they even make those cars anymore, but if you name your bank account that and you're putting money into it and putting money into it, there comes a point where you go, ooh, I've got a lot of money now. And then you've got a choice of, do I want to keep going to buy my red Honda Civic or do I want to buy a new couch to sit on? And you've got a really good choice then. And when you name your bank account that and you give that money a real purpose, you've got an opportunity to then make a real decision rather than, hey, I've got money, I'll buy a couch.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, and I have a bank account called My House on the Hills, which is, you know, that's saving up for my ultimate, can't say retirement home because, hey, retirement, that sounds not much fun. But anyway, that's another conversation for another time. The other thing that I wanted to talk to you about from a money perspective is when, you know, so let's say we're saving for the red Honda Civic. And I do like that you've chosen that car. I've got a soft spot for Honda Civics, and of course, a red one goes faster.
That's right.
What we, you know, if we're putting aside that money, that means that we probably need to live on what we will on. Sorry, live on less than what we're currently living on, which for most of us brings up a whole lot of resistance. Mm-hmm. How do we set up the account for the red Honda Civic and still live today feeling like we're not going without?
Yeah. So the first tip for that is to figure out how much you want to put aside for your red Honda Civic. Is it $10,000? Is it $50,000? And determine over what time frame you actually want to get that. So is it something that you want next month, in which case you need to find a lot of money now, or is it something you can wait 2 years for? And how does that fit into your pay cycle? So if it's something you want 2 years away and you get paid weekly, there's approximately 100 pays that you'll have to get to that point. So if you need $10,000 over 100 pays, it's $100 per week. Is that affordable for you right now?
That does become more affordable, doesn't it?
Yeah, yep. And this way, there is that delayed gratification. You can see the totals adding up and adding up and adding up. And yes, there may be temptations along the way. But if you've got that real vision and drive to get what you want in that period of time, then you're going to find every dollar available to stick extra into that bank account that you can, so that you can get it quicker.
The second tip. I like that you can. Yeah, sorry, go on.
I was going to say the second tip is to put the money in first. Put the money into that bank account first before you've got any other money to spend. So on payday, either get work to put that money straight in if you're being paid a wage, so that you don't even have to touch the money, it just goes there automatically. Or if you're dealing with your own money yourself, set a direct debit. Or on payday, the first thing you do is reward yourself by putting that money aside for that car at a later date.
There was a delightful distinction that you just used there, where you said reward yourself by putting that money aside in the red Honda Civic account. Not begrudgingly, not resentfully.
Yeah.
Go, oh yeah, because that's what I want. That's what I've said I want. What I can also hear there too is then you've got, you know, as life progresses, if you get to a point where either you're tight or you don't want the red Honda Civic anymore, you can say, well, okay, what do I want different then? What is it? So it is a reward. It's not a,
yeah.
I love that. I love that.
It's always,
I want to move into
priorities
conversation about,
as well. Sorry.
No,
priorities
go
change
on.
As well. And it's okay to change your priorities. It's absolutely
yes,
okay.
Yes, it is. Because we're grown-ups.
That's grown-ups.
I want to move into a conversation about speaking, but before I do, is there anything else on the money stuff that you get very, I don't know, hot and bothered for or excited about that you really want to leave our listener with?
I think we've just ran through the process of saving, and that's my favorite one. And leave everybody with, it is a choice, and it is all about priorities. So is it your priority right now to live how you're living, or is it a priority to change and make a small change so that you can do something better for yourself in the future?
Asking yourself, what will future you be happy with?
Yeah.
Yeah. What I really like about that framing too is that it's less than about a should. One of the reasons that I've resisted saving is because it feels like somebody else is telling me that I should. And it's like, yeah, but I want to live now. I want to live now.
Yeah.
Whereas it's kind of going, well, what is it that I'm saving for? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. So we've just established that you're not the usual accountant or money management mentor. You take a very different approach. You're now an alumni of the Impactful Presenters program. Why is speaking with impact important to you in your business?
The main reason is I've learnt so much over my very long career that I don't want to share it. I don't want to hold that in. I want to be able to share it. I want to be able to share it articulately so that people can hear it and people can make small changes that will have big impacts on their lives.
So in other words, you want to make an impact. You
yeah.
want to leave people with something. Awesome. So why did you join the Impactful Presenters program? Why did you feel like you needed that boost?
More? I have done speaking training before in the past, and it led me to where I was, but I needed something additional for what else could I do differently. So in the couple of years since I've done speaker training previously, I've changed the model of how I run Northwest Accountancy, and I now present on a weekly basis to my members a small little snippet of fun things that can help them move what they need to move in their business. And also I've created a webinar series as well, where I want to be able to invite people in to listen to me for 45 minutes or an hour that won't bore them to tears with slides that I've spent hours agonizing over, and through doing the Impactful Presenters course, I've managed to transform how I show up for these webinars, and it's a much more enjoyable process now. So I didn't know that that was going to happen when I signed up, but I do recognize now that it's a huge impact. What Impactful Speakers has done to how I've shown up for my clients and my prospective clients as well.
Of course, I love that. Tell us more though. So what's different now that particularly, I'm particularly curious about, that's not what you were expecting when you signed up for the program. What were you expecting?
I don't know. I don't, I often just go, you know what, I'm going to see what happens. And I knew that there was framework involved because I came to the three workshops and learned that there was a structure and a way that you could lead your clients somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, I'm not doing that at the moment. I'm sort of just giving them everything. Here's all of the information you need to know on this thing, and I'll talk really fast because I've only got an hour and go. So now it's more casual for myself to be able to present. So I'm not stressed about a script. I'm not stressed about what it is that I want to make sure that I tick all of the things off the list. There's only a handful or three things that I want to show and teach and explore with the people that I'm teaching. And I'm like, three things, that's not very many, but you can go deep if you need to. And over the 10 weeks or so that I've been in the Impactful Presenters course, I've had lots of opportunities to test it out. I've put my hand up and presented workshops and all of those sorts of things, as well as doing my regular stuff. And I've gone, three is good. I actually like three things to talk about, because there's no pressure then to tick all of the knowledge. And you can then invite people to come back and see something else at a later stage.
Yep. I love that so much. So what does this newfound knowledge mean for your business? What has opened up as a result? You're not stressing as much. Are you reaching more people? Are you?
Not yet, but I think I will. Yeah. It's definitely given me the confidence to invite people to more webinars, because I know that there'll be value without overload, and they'll be able to watch the webinar and not sit there and go, oh my gosh, she's taught me so much, but give them enough information to make a decision and to keep moving forward. From a preparation point of view, I used to take 3 to 4 hours to work out what I was going to say, how I was going to say it, the order of how I was going to say it, then create the slideshow to make sure it went together, and then put all the pictures in and things like that. And now with the framework, I'm using a half a dozen sticky notes and being able to talk for half an hour to 40 minutes without any of that extra prep work, which has given me back so much more time. So much more time, not having to prepare well in advance.
For those who are listening and not watching, what you're missing right now is a great big grin across my face, because what excites me about that is both the ability for you, Jodie, to create greater impact at scale, like reach more and more people, but do it easier. Like, you're reaching more people easier than you were reaching a smaller number of people before. I think that's just so amazing. Yeah. I'm going to ask it this way. What's been the biggest discovery about yourself in the program?
The biggest one is that I know a lot. I already knew this, but I know a lot that I can talk off the cuff about, and not have to feel like I have to prepare so much for. And breaking it down to only three key areas in the framework means that I don't have to go and do a whole load of research in order to do a presentation for somebody. I can just talk about three things that I already know. So for me, it's definitely been the confidence part of I know enough. I don't have to learn more.
I know enough. I don't have to learn more. That for me, it's hard to articulate that to people before the program, because now that I've done this as many times as I have, you know, 300 odd people through the program, what I realize is that ability to collect your thoughts and to then speak them has us realize, as you've just said, how much we already know. Whereas beforehand, and myself included, oh, can you do a talk about this topic? Sure. And then you go off and do all the research about that topic rather than going, well, what do I already know? What's already in my mental data bank of knowledge about this topic? Because after all, people are coming to you for your insights, not for you to go and do some more research and come up with different ones, right?
That's right. I already have an opinion. I already know what I know. It's articulating that for the people in the room.
Yeah, awesome. I'm going to ask you in a moment for your top speaking tip. But before I do that, I would love for our listeners to be able to find you, particularly those listeners who want to do better with their money. So who do you love working with and where can people find you?
So answer the where can you find me. Facebook is the main place where I hang out at the moment. So it's Jody Porteous Money Management Coach. So you can find me there. Once you've found me there on Facebook, I'm also on Instagram and LinkedIn if you search for the same thing. You'll also find my group as well. So that's FIFO Family Finances is my Facebook group. And I built the group because I love working with people who live in remote areas who might be in touch with the mining community, whether that's because you do FIFO or whether you just live in a town that has a lot of FIFO people. Because I find that they're the people who earn good money who don't necessarily do well with it, who go and buy all the things and then realize that they're not putting anything aside for the future. So they're living in a mining community for nearly 20 years. They're the people that have my heart. So they're the people that I'd love to help.
Yeah, nice. I like that. And we, of course, will pop the links to all of those sites, the group, and the social media accounts in the show notes. So if you're driving, if you can't quite get that down, they're in the show notes. It's all good. So Jody, as we wrap up, can you tell our listeners, knowing what you know now, what is your number one speaking tip for other, I'm going to say other leaders who are wanting to create impact at scale?
Start with a smile and try to have fun.
I freaking love that had nothing to do with speaking and everything to do with being yourself.
Yep.
That is awesome. Jody, thank you so much for joining me today. I have so enjoyed this conversation and you've got me thinking about some of my money stuff again. But in particular, I so appreciate hearing how just finessing how you speak and how you show up and having those structures has made such a difference to your business. So thank you.
Thank you.
I told you it was interesting, didn't I? I told you it was juicy. I hope that you enjoyed kind of both elements of that conversation, the money management tips, and please go and check Jody out if working better with your money, if keeping more of your money, whether it's saving for that red Honda Civic or your house in the hills or whatever it is, please go and check her out. Her links are all in the show notes of this episode. I also just want to really call out overtly the power that Jodi has discovered in working on her speaking structures, working on how she shows up, and how that means she is now able to impact more people, help more people without working harder. In fact, she's freed up time because of the skills that she's learnt in this program. It never ceases to amaze me just how powerful these speaking skills are to our ability to show up in the world as the most full version of ourselves. So if you are interested in the Impactful Presenters program, then please head along to impactfulpresenters.com. That is impactfulpresenters.com, and you will see the Impactful Presenters program. You'll see whether there's a live coaching call round coming up, or you can just dive in and start the program anytime you like. If you're not already on my mailing list and you want to be on the mailing list, then also head to impactfulpresenters.com and download my free ebook, How to Stop Rambling. And that way you'll be getting my emails and you will stay in touch with everything that's going on. But if you would like that confidence, if you would like that time, if you would like to make impact at scale in the way that Jodi is now doing thanks to the program, then please check out the Impactful Presenters program at impactfulpresenters.com. I would love to see you in that program and love to see you making that kind of impact with ease. In the meantime, I hope you have an awesome day, and I hope that whatever you're up to today is filled with a little bit more impact, a bit more confidence. And until I see you next time, here's to confidence and here's to impact. I'll see you really soon.